AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. It was another busy sports day, and we begin with round one of the Masters. Graham Agars has all the details.
Bryson DeChambeau was taking a one-shot lead over world number one Scottie Scheffler in an incomplete opening round of the Masters. Weather delayed the start of play by 2.5 hours, but DeChambeau and Scheffler were among the lucky ones to finish. DeChambeau birdied his first three holes and then three of the last four for a 7-under 65 to edge a charging Scheffler, who birdied four of his last six holes for a 66. Defending champion John Rahm posted a 1-over 73, but Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are among those who will have to play catch-up on day two.
Woods is minus one through 13 holes. Okay, let's hear from the top two on the leaderboard, beginning with DeChambeau.
For me, I have a level of respect for this golf course that's a little bit different than a couple years ago. And clearly today was a great test of golf, and I was able to conquer a very difficult golf course today.
And as Graham mentioned, world number one Scottie Scheffler is just one shot back, and he talks about maneuvering around the course at Augusta.
Yeah, limiting your mistakes is important. It's important to kind of keep that momentum of the round going. And I felt like today when I was in some challenging spots on some tough holes, I did a good job of, you know, pitching up there nice and close. And it was a pretty solid day.
From the links, we move to the hard court. And if there's a better guard in the NBA right now than Jalen Brunson, I'd like to know about it. Brunson has been on fire of late and was again on Thursday night, pumping in 39 points as the Knicks won in Boston, 118-109.
Whenever you play against him, it's just it's always a good measure to see where you're at. Obviously, we played pretty good tonight, but we know what they're capable of, and we just had their number tonight. But if it does come to a point where we play them, we just know that we have our hands full.
Elsewhere, DeMar DeRozan scored 39 in Chicago's 127-105 victory at Detroit. Fred Van Vliet scored 42, but Houston lost at Utah, 124-121. Golden State 192 over Portland, and New Orleans 135-123 over Sacramento. Football news, O.J. Simpson passed away from prostate cancer at the age of 76. Simpson was accused and acquitted of murder in the 1990s, and before that, he won the Heisman Trophy at USC and was a prolific running back for the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. And Tom Brady says he might not be done after all, saying that if a team needs him late this coming season, he'll consider playing again. Baseball and hockey is next. Major League Baseball on Thursday, Kansas City won its seventh in a row, 13-3 over Houston, as Bobby Witt Jr. had four hits, two home runs, and five RBIs. The Mets scored early and often, crushing Atlanta 16-4. Four Oakland pitchers combined on a one-hitter as the A's blanked Texas 1-0, Baltimore 9-4 over Boston, and Michael Luongo was on hand for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
The Phillies belted three home runs in a 5-1 win over the Pirates. Philadelphia took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth at Alec Bohm's first home run of the season. They added four runs in the bottom of the seventh on a pair of two-run home runs by Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott. The home run by Marsh was his fourth of the year.
I like where I'm aggressive, where I want to be, where I choose to be. It's a toss-up what you're going to get every night out there at the plate, but just being aggressive when I get the pitch I like.
Ranger Suarez picked up the win to improve the 2-0. Jarrett Jones took the loss for Pittsburgh.
Off the field, Gethin Kulba has the latest on the soap opera out in Los Angeles.
Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud. Prosecutors allege that interpreter Ippei Mizuhara stole more than $16 million from the Japanese sensation to cover gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada announced the charges Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation. Over time, Mr. Mizuhara's bets became more and more frequent.
Mizuhara was abruptly fired by the team after the scandal surfaced last month, and Major League Baseball opened a separate investigation.
Now to hockey, beginning with Tom Merriam reporting on Philadelphia and the New York Rangers.
The Flyers came up with a desperately needed victory, topping the top team in the league, the Rangers, 4-1. Philadelphia had lost eight straight coming into the game, but got off to a quick start in this one as Cam York scored at 4:21 of the first period.
I don't think we've scored the first goal in a few games, so that was big just to kind of get the momentum on our side and get things going for us, and I think it kind of got the momentum on our side, and we kind of just were rolling.
The Rangers did tie it late in the first on Artemi Panarin's 47th goal of the season, but the Flyers scored twice in the second period, one early by Bobby Brink and the other late by Travis Konecny to take a 3-1 lead into the third. Noah Cate sealed it for Philly with his sixth goal of the season, nearly 6 minutes into the third period. Samuel Larson made 24 saves as the Flyers kept their slim hopes alive for a playoff spot.
And other winners on Thursday night: Buffalo, New Jersey, Ottawa, Florida, Pittsburgh, the Islanders, Winnipeg, San Jose, and L.A. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.